Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I am your host, Brian Scott. It is one of my greatest desires for everyone that hears this podcast or watches it to find true abundance. And one of the key ways to do that is to understand a very important concept, and that is that you are the source of your prosperity. It's not coming from somewhere else. Not coming from someplace else, it is within you. And when you become the source of your prosperity, when you become aware that you are the source of your prosperity, then everything in this world will change for you. Many of you listening to this shun the path of your greatest creativity, joy, and aliveness, thinking you'll not be able to make enough money from it. I desperately want to help you. Believe that you can have an abundance of money doing what you love to do. I want you to recognize that you do not have to stay in jobs that do not serve you. I will help you to look at how to make the transition between where you are now and where you want to be. Each of you who is called to listen to this episode is on a path of accelerated personal growth and has much to offer humanity, whether or not you're aware of it. Now is the time to listen to your inner messages and discover that you are the source. The special work that you came to do will now become apparent. Begin to put that work out to the world, for it is very much needed. As you serve and empower others, find your life's work and do what you love. Rather than what you think will bring you money, you'll become highly magnetic to money in general. You can learn to create what you want using energy and thought rather than physical effort and produce results that go beyond anything you can create with physical effort alone. When you understand how energy works, you can take only those actions that bring you the greatest results without wasted effort. I've provided many ways for you to increase your ability to attract money in past episodes, to attract objects, people, and situations that are for your higher good, that open you to your soul's path and life's purpose, and can bring about a more joyful, harmonious, and abundant life. I want to teach you how to draw things to you by achieving a relaxed, focused state of mind where you can connect with the source of all. And I hear many people that come to me thinking that they're going to convince some higher power or something outside of themselves in order to get this prosperity. Everything that you have done up till now has prepared you for this next step that you're about to take to become more magnetic to money and abundance in all areas of your life. I really want you to appreciate how far along you already are in understanding how to manifest what you want. If you are a regular listener, I have provided many ways for you to increase your ability to attract money, objects, people, and situations that are for your higher good, that open you to your soul's path and life purpose, that can bring about a more joyful, harmonious, and abundant life. I want to teach you how to draw things to you by achieving a relaxed, focused state of mind where you can connect with your higher self and your soul and work with energy to attract abundance. These techniques are powerful and they work. I believe they work. They have worked in my life and for many people that I've worked with. Everything that you have done up until now has prepared you for this next step that you are taking to become more magnetic to money and abundance in all areas of your life. Appreciate how far along you already are in understanding how to manifest what you want. You've been setting the foundation to take this next step for years with your experiences and understandings and the manifesting you have already done. As you acknowledge how successful you have already been, your success will increase. You do not need to be affected by the economy or human-made conditions as you follow and use the principles I describe. You can create your own personal economic environment of prosperity. If you're willing to listen and act on your inner guidance, you will do well no matter what the economy around you is doing or what the world around you is doing. you're being sent all the guidance you need to have abundance and be well provided for during any economic downturn. If people lose their jobs or a lot of money, it will only be because those things are not for their higher good. Such events will change their lives in some way for the better. If anything is truly serving your higher good, it will not be taken away. There are two kinds of laws of money you will want to follow to create and keep. Following the spiritual laws makes you magnetic to money in abundance, and the money that comes will bring you your highest good. The human-made laws of money include financial planning and time management, cash flow management, marketing and taxes, and business planning. Learn whatever is appropriate to help you understand and work with human-made laws of money as they now exist. This episode does not cover human-made laws for money, for they are explained in many places elsewhere. You can create money with spiritual laws alone. However, it's good to be aware of the rules that your society has created around money so that you are also in harmony with those rules. In Caesar's world, follow those rules. It will take less of your energy to attract, save, and create more money if you're in harmony with the spiritual and human-made laws of money. Many of you are trying to reconcile the idea of being on a spiritual path with having money. You may want the money in your life to reflect your integrity or compassion and love for others through the way you earn and spend it. You can have money and follow your spiritual principles. Money will come from attuning to your soul's wisdom, serving others, and from attuning and putting your energy around you into a higher order, greater harmony, and a more beautiful state. Let your prosperity be based on the amount of good you contribute to the world. It is not higher to be poor, for it often takes money to accomplish your life's work. Your spiritual growth will increase your ability to manifest abundance, and your ability to manifest will assist you in getting your spiritual work out to the world. Money is a tremendous force. The way you earn money and accumulate it and spend it determines whether your money will be a force that creates good or does not create good for you and others. It is important to hold new thoughts about money that will help it be used as a force for good on the planet. Form follows thought. By holding new thoughts, you can create new realities about money for yourself and others. Each of you can act as a powerful broadcasting station, sending out positive ideas about money and contributing to a higher vision of money on the planet. Beliefs in scarcity help create your wars and the taking of more than is needed from the earth. If everyone could create the abundance that is his or her natural birthright, you would have fewer reasons for war or to harm the earth. Your new beliefs will draw to you many new ideas about ways to create abundance for everyone. Ways you have not even conceived of yet that tap into sunlight and other unlimited resources. The universal supply is infinite, and it is within your technology and reach for every human being on the planet to live with enough food, warmth, clothing, and shelter. Until you believe that, you will not experience it. But you can start by believing that it's possible to have all your own needs met. There is no limit to what you may have. You can start right now to attract abundance by setting your intention to become more magnetic to money and abundance. Your intention to create money and abundance is an important step toward having them in your life. Check out my episodes from Reality Transurfing on intention. Intention is key. You're not just affirming, you are intending your reality. Take a moment to pause and think of what your intention is around money and abundance. Do you intend to have abundance? Are you ready to become prosperous, to have what you want, and for money to work for you? As you establish your intention, you set in motion a chain of events that will unfold. You begin to draw to you all the energy, resources, ideas, enthusiasm, opportunities, connections, and inspiration that are needed to make your intentions a reality. It may take some time for new circumstances to show up in your world, It is essential to stick to your intention, hold it steadfastly in your mind, and reject any doubts that come up. By setting your intention to become abundant, you are making it an inner reality. And it is a matter of time before your intention becomes a reality in the outer world. Let go of thinking that you are lacking or missing something in your life. Take time to feel gratitude for all that you have already brought into your life. Open right now to receive all the gifts of the universe that are waiting for you to claim. You might even want to pause and open to receive whatever blessing, opportunity, thought, idea, energy, inspiration, or guidance that is there for you right now in this moment. Embrace fully your capacity to create, to think in unlimited ways, and pursue everything that you have been wanting. Be flexible, open, and willing to let the new come to you. You can learn to honor and nurture yourself and to allow yourself to have more than you ever thought possible if you just realize one important lesson. You are the source. I want you to get quiet. Close your eyes and think of something that you wanted that you got. Recall some of the feelings you had before and after you received it. Your positive thoughts about having it, your inner knowing that you would have it, and your joy when you received it. You manifest things naturally and automatically all the time, using your thoughts and feelings to create what you want. Manifestation is a process of bringing your ideas, concepts, visions, and dreams from your inner world into your outer world, where you can experience them with your physical senses. When you think of something you are fairly certain of receiving, you have positive pictures. You can see yourself having it, and you do not worry about getting it. You want it, intend to have it, and are motivated to do what is necessary to bring it into your life. Begin to observe how you create small, simple things. Start developing your manifesting skills with things that are easy for you to create. As you gain confidence in your ability to create, you'll be ready to manifest in bigger, more unlimited ways. There is no limit to what you can create. You live in a limitless world. Anything is possible. So I want you to say this with me, and I want you to feel it, and I want you to believe it, and I want you to intend it. I am the source of my abundance. You are the source of your abundance and money. Through working with your feelings, thoughts, and intentions, you can become a master at creating whatever you want. You are the source of your riches, not your job, your investments, your spouse, or your parents. By linking with the unlimited abundance of your soul or higher self, by opening your connection to the higher forces, sometimes called the God force, God, Goddess, the presence, the universe, all that is, by expressing and radiating your higher qualities of inner peace, joy, love, well-being, and aliveness, you become the source of your abundance. Having money and things is not as important as mastering the process of creating them. Once you master the process, your ability to be prosperous will not be determined by the economy or outside conditions, for you will be able to create whatever you want when you want it. Learning to create abundance is a process of growth. It may require changing your thinking and expanding your beliefs about what you deserve to have. The process of getting each new thing, be it a car, a house, or a larger salary, will bring you growth, learning, and new skills. As you master the process, you'll be able to use money and other things you create as tools for expanding your consciousness and helping to express yourself more fully. Your thoughts have real substance. Although your scientific instruments cannot yet measure them, you might imagine your thoughts as magnets. These magnets go out into the world and attract the substances that match them. They duplicate themselves in form. Everything around you was a thought in someone's mind before it existed in your reality. Cars, roads, homes, buildings, and cities all existed as thoughts before they became realities. Your thoughts set up the model of what is to be created, and your emotions energize your thoughts and propel them from your inner world to your outer world. The stronger your emotions are, the more rapidly you create what you are thinking about. Your intent acts to direct your thoughts and emotions, maintaining a steady focus on what you want until you get it. So say this with me: I focus on what I love and thus draw it to me. I focus on what I love and thus draw it to me. Because your thoughts set up the model of what you draw to you, it is important to think about what you want rather than what you don't want. You will not get what you want by fearing or hating its opposite. For instance, having money does not come from disliking living in poverty. Whatever you focus on is what you get, for energy follows thought. The more you love having money in abundance, the more you picture it and thus draw it to you. It is also important to think in positive ways. Positive emotions and thoughts draw what you want to you. Negative emotions do not bring what you want. They bring only what you do not want. Spend quiet, reflective time thinking positively about what you want. When you do not think in higher ways, dwelling on things such as problems, you repel abundance. Do not feel about negative thoughts you have, for fearing or disliking your negative thoughts gives them more power. Respond to negative thoughts as you would to small children who do not know any better. Simply smile and show them a better way. Declare that thought is outside of the law. If you recognize a negative thought, simply place a positive thought alongside it. For instance, you catch yourself saying, "I do not have enough money," and simply say, "I have an abundance of money." Say this with me: "My thoughts are loving and positive." Say that over and over, and your thoughts will become more loving and positive. My thoughts are loving and positive. Positive thoughts are far more powerful than negative thoughts. One positive thought can cancel out hundreds of negative ones. Your soul stops your lower and negative thoughts from becoming realities unless you have them manifest. Will teach you something that will help you to grow. You are loved and protected by your soul and the universe. As your thoughts become higher and more positive, your soul allows more and more of them to manifest. The more you evolve, the more power your thoughts have to create your reality, and the more responsibility you have to think in higher ways. There are many wonderful tools you can use to learn to think more positively. For instance, you can put light, an image of physical light, into the pictures in your mind. You can practice making negative thoughts fade out or dissolve and enlarging positive thoughts. An old NLP technique is to increase the size of what you want and to decrease and minimize the size of what you don't. Take a moment right now to think of something you want. Select one thought you have had about why you cannot have it. Now imagine that that thought is fading out, or imagine that that thought written on a blackboard and you're erasing, or imagine putting that thought in a balloon and letting it float away. Do whatever occurs to you to remove that thought from your reality. Now create a thought about why you can have it. See that thought written out. Put white light around it. Imagine someone reading the thought to you in a beautiful voice. Create a mental image of receiving or having what you want. Make the image so real you can almost touch it, smell it, see it, and feel it. Make the image bigger so that you are standing in the image rather than just observing it. By making your negative thoughts fade out, you take away their power to create your reality. By making your positive thoughts more vivid and real, you increase their ability to create what you want. There is great power in repeating the thought of something you want over and over. This is different than an affirmation. Yes, affirmations work when repeated over and over, but it's the thought that accompanies the affirmation that is the key. Otherwise, they're just words. When you got something you wanted in the past, you probably thought about it frequently. Repetition firmly implants the idea of what you want to create in your subconscious, and it goes about bringing you what you think about. You want the thought to be definite and unwavering. Affirmations are positive thoughts that are repeated over and over. As you repeat them, they go directly to your subconscious, where they begin to manifest as your reality. Affirm what you want in present terms, such as, I have unlimited abundance. And repeat your positive statements frequently. Some of your negative thoughts may come from being around people whose fears and doubts amplify your own. For instance, you may feel fine about your finances, but after you talk to a friend who is struggling and fearful about money, you start worrying about your own financial future. If you notice this happening, realize that you have been influenced by someone else's thoughts and remind yourself that you live in an abundant world and that all is perfect in your universe. Large groups of people generate powerful thought forms that may affect your thinking. For instance, at times some people are fearful about the economy. I see it all the time right now. They think that a depression or recession is coming. If you're worried about the economy, you may be unconsciously tuning into their thoughts and fears and responding to them. Imagine a bunch of people having negative thoughts about the economy, and then when you start to worry about it, you attract their thoughts and their energies to you, as if they are your own. Wherever you are, there are some people who feel they are living in troubled economic times, and others who feel that times are the best they have ever been. No matter when it is in the economy, I guarantee you during the Depression, in our worst economic times, there were people that thought this is the best ever. You create your prosperity no matter what the economy is like, no matter what country you live in, no matter what city that you live in, no matter what town. Your challenge is to keep your thoughts about your economic future positive and not be affected by what large groups of people are thinking or saying. Even during the worst economic times, there are businesses and people who do quite well. You are the source of your abundance. And you can have a wonderful, positive, and abundant life regardless of the economy or the outside conditions. So say this with me. My choices and possibilities are expanding every day. This gives you the feeling that you have multiple choices and possibilities that are coming to you that give you the wealth that you need, and that they are expanding. My choices and possibilities are expanding every day. Since your thoughts create your reality, you can create an even better life for yourself by learning to think in bigger and unlimited ways. Unlimited thinking increases creativity, expands possibilities, draws opportunities to you, and allows you to have more. Unlimited thinking lets you experience in advance the feelings you will have when you have received the abundance you want. And these feelings are the vehicle that bring abundance to you. The feeling is the secret. Use these visions to open your mind to greater possibilities. Unlimited thinking helps you get in touch with the larger picture of your life and links you with the greater vision of your higher self. It helps you build your potential. All great work starts with a vision. Those of you who have children often engage in a process of unlimited thinking for them, weaving around them visions of who they might be and the great things they might accomplish. You help them recognize their ability to create whatever it is best for them. When you are in love, you recognize the potential that lies within the other person and help them create it. Unlimited thinking means having the same wonderful visions for yourself, recognizing and fulfilling your potential. Every time you think of the future, you are creating a possible direction. To unfold your potential, you will want to imagine having your dreams come true. For your dreams and fantasies are showing you your potential. Your dreams are there for a reason. They are guiding you to a higher path here on earth and larger vision of what is possible for you to do. Dare to dream and think big. If you are thinking of starting a business, Do not compromise on what you think you can have or do. If you're thinking of serving one client a week, think of serving five. If you're thinking of starting your work in a year, think about what it would be like to start in a month. Pretend that it is 1 year from today and you are reflecting back on all your accomplishments. Play the game of I remember when. I remember when I was poor. What did you accomplish over the last year? Say this with me. I love and trust my imagination. I love and trust my imagination. To expand your thinking is to develop your imagination. Your imagination is greater in its scope than you might think, for it is God. It is the closest link to your soul. It is not bound by your past programs, beliefs, and fears. Imagination was given to you so you could transcend your physical world. It gives you the ability to step outside of your personal limits and unleash your greatest potential. Your imagination can travel into any dimension or world. It can create unlimited future pathways for you and help you look at the possible outcomes of various choices. Use your imagination and your ability to daydream and fantasize. Do not think, that's impossible, it cannot be done. Think in possibilities rather than thinking of just one thing you could have that would satisfy you. Think of many things. Instead of imagining only one desirable outcome, ask yourself, what is the best possible outcome that can occur? After you have imagined the best possible outcome, push yourself to imagine an even better one. Every time you find yourself imagining something, see if you can expand or fine-tune the picture. Think big. Ask for more than you think you can have. Expand your imagination, enlarge your pictures, and play with new ideas. See if you can go beyond the boundaries you have set for what you think you can have. Say it with me. I am an unlimited being. I can create anything I want. I am an unlimited being and I can create anything I want. When you begin practicing unlimited thinking, you may find that some of your earlier thoughts are still creating your reality. You may still meet the results of your past limited thinking while you're sending out your new unlimited thoughts. Don't be discouraged. This happens all the time. People start imagining and they start imagining for their future. And while they're doing it, they're encountering their past thoughts all the time. Don't be discouraged if you don't see results overnight. Gradually, the old thought patterns will leave and you will experience the results of your new thinking. You have to deal with linear time in this density. Linear time means you have to wait. And that is just part of the process. Patience is a virtue when creating realities. On the earth plane, you learn about manifesting in a linear, sequential way. You get to think about what you want, you get to rethink it, and you get to try it out. You can say, no, this isn't what I really wanted, or next time I think I will ask for something different. You have the opportunity to play with all the things you create. The earth plane is a special place. Third density earth is a special place. It enables you to practice becoming clear on your thoughts before they are manifested all about you. When we move into fourth density, these thoughts will be manifested almost immediately. So we must enjoy this linear progression that we have here. Although you might complain that it takes longer for some things to appear than you want, most of you would be unhappy if you manifested all of the things you thought about instantaneously. By the time you get something, you have usually gone through a process of growth and gaining clarity about what you want. Allow yourself to expand your ideas about what is possible and do not worry if you do not yet have the skills to create it. As you expand your thinking, your ability to manifest what you're dreaming about will develop as well. The more you expand the horizons of your imagination, opening new territories, and going beyond what you think is possible, the more you open the doorway to unlimited abundance. If you can't believe that something is possible, then you're not going to have it. But if you can have the smallest thought that it might be possible, you are already on your way to creating it. You cannot create something if you do not believe you can have it. Live out your dreams in your mind. Picture or feel yourself getting what you want. Hear the words you will say to others and the words they will say to you when your dreams come true. Imagine it. Make your imagining so real they feel possible to create rather than wishful and distant fantasies. Allow yourself to create a vision, to daydream and fantasize, and then focus each day on the simple concrete steps you can take to reach your goal. There will always be practical steps you can take immediately to get there. Sometimes cleaning your house and putting all of your papers in order may be the next step to creating your vision of yourself as a teacher helping to organize a group of people. So say it with me. I picture abundance for myself and others. Picture yourself having everything you want. A satisfying job, money in the bank, a wonderful relationship. See how you would be a benefit to those around you. Imagine what it would be like if everyone you knew had money and their lives were working. Challenge yourself to ask for even more, not just for yourself, but for all of humanity. For instance, if you have been wanting a better job, picture that everyone who has been wanting one will get one also. If you want to serve in a larger way, such as drawing more students into your classes, imagine that everyone who is asking for a greater opportunity to serve through getting more students is also succeeding. This will teach you that there is true abundance in the universe for everyone and help you connect your abundance with thoughts of abundance for everyone else. This is not a competition. If somebody is becoming abundant around you, it does not mean they are taking away from your abundance. As you enlarge your thinking to include others, imagine abundance for everyone. You will open up even more ways for abundance to come to you. Unlimited thinking is more than thinking big. It is thinking creatively. It is allowing yourself to imagine having all that you might have. Be open to pleasant surprises, for your higher self may bring you what you want in a bigger and better way than you thought possible, which is what usually happens for me. Trust that you will receive whatever is perfect for you to have. The emotions behind your thoughts determine the speed at which you manifest. If you truly want something, it will come much more rapidly than if you're lukewarm about it. Generate excitement about having what you want. Make it so real in your imagination that you can almost touch it, see it, or feel the feelings you will have when it comes to you. Think of it frequently and with intensity, and also be willing to detach and let it come in whatever way is best. To manifest what you want, intend to create it. In other words, to make up your mind that having what you want is important to you, and that you are willing to put a certain amount of thought and energy into getting it. Your intent to have something directs your energy and focuses it on your goals. You create what you are picturing by concentrating on it with attention and awareness, and keeping it in the back of your mind even when you are involved in other activities. When you hold a steady focus on having something, when your intent to have it is clear and strong, you create what you seek more rapidly. You are alert and able to take advantage of opportunities when they come. You draw things to you with ease and joy. Think of something you want right now. Do you intend to have it? Do you think about it even when you are doing other activities? There may have been times when you really intended to have something and you did anything necessary within your values and integrity to get it. You overcame obstacles. You knew in advance that you were going to get it. You thought about it positively, and you could not wait to have it. On the other hand, when you tried to create something you were not sure you intended to have, you probably gave up as soon as an obstacle appeared to stand in your way, If you think what you want is too far away or hard to get, your intent is not clear. When you have a clear intention to have something, you generate energy that is focused like a laser beam to go out and get what you want. If you intend to have something, you will. So say this with me. My dreams come true. My dreams come true. Now I'm going to give you a simple exercise. You've probably done it. You've probably tried it. Nothing complicated, but let's try this to access you as the source to manifest whatever it is you want. Visualizing is using your imagination to picture what you want in advance of getting it. The more real you can make your expanded, unlimited thoughts, the more easily you can create them. Your imagination is your most powerful energy-creating tool. When using your imagination, there are no rules other than being as inventive as you can. You can use your ability to visualize all the time. You make pictures in your mind prior to creating anything. As you pretend that you already have something, you begin to harmonize with it and bring the feeling of having it into your present reality. This feeling begins to draw it to you. Don't worry if you cannot actually picture what you're thinking about, which is the case most of the time. For not all people see a mental image when they imagine something. Some people feel it or have a sense of it, and some people simply think about it. Others make mental pictures of varying degrees of clarity and color. It is not necessary to see mental pictures clearly in order to create something you want. Most people find that visualizing gets easier as they practice. Focusing is holding a thought or picture steadily in your mind without thinking of other things. Concentrating on what you want by focusing steadily on it for several minutes at a time increases the speed with which you draw things to you. The exercise that follows will assist you in relaxing, focusing, and visualizing. It is sort of a basic preparation for working with energy and magnetizing, which I will discuss in future podcasts. So, pick a time when you'll be undisturbed for at least 15 minutes. Create an enjoyable, soothing environment around you. You may want to play some calming, soothing music. Have a favorite small object nearby, something you can hold in your hand, such as a piece of jewelry or a crystal. First of all, find a comfortable sitting position, either in a chair or on the floor, which you can easily hold for 10 or 15 minutes, if possible. Your spine should be straight to allow good energy flow through your body. Close your eyes and begin breathing calmly and slowly, taking about 20 slow, rhythmic, connected breaths into your upper chest. Secondly, relax your body. Feel yourself growing serene and calm and tranquil. In your imagination, travel through your body, relaxing each part. Mentally relax your feet, your legs, your thighs and stomach, your chest and arms and hands, shoulders, neck, head and face. Let your jaw be slightly loose and relax the muscles around your eyes. Feel yourself growing even calmer. Think of a time when you felt great inner peace and bring that feeling into your body now. Now, three, with your eyes closed, think of a room in your house. How do you think of it? Do you see it as if you were looking at a movie screen, or do you feel it as if you're standing in the room and looking at it through your eyes as if you were there? Do you sense the room around you? Is it in color? Can you recreate the arrangement of the furniture? Can you imagine yourself walking around the room? Recall an image or a feeling of the room as vividly as possible for a minute or so, and then let it fade. Now open your eyes and pick up the object you chose earlier. Look at it closely, noticing the color, the shape, the weight, the feel, the texture, as many details as you can. After a few minutes, put the object down, put your hands in the same position they were in when you were holding the object, and close your eyes. Now recreate the image of the object in your mind in as much detail as possible with your eyes closed. Can you picture its color, its shape, weight, texture, and how it felt in your hand? Now think of a small object you want to have that you do not yet have. For this exercise, use something you have seen before. With your eyes closed, picture the object as completely as you can. How would it feel? What color and shape would it have? How would it weigh? Now practice expanding your imagination by taking the object you just visualized and imagining an even better one. How does it feel when you picture having something that is even better than you thought you could have? Of course, if the object you visualized originally is just what you want, you do not need to ask for something better. It is good, however, to practice expanding your imagination. Think of this object you want to bring into your life. Focus on your mind for 1 or 2 minutes. Think of that thing to the exclusion of anything else. If anything comes up, any thoughts come up that you do not want, simply imagine putting them in a bubble and letting them float away. When you feel calm and relaxed and ready to return, bring your attention slowly back into the room. Savor and enjoy your state of calmness and peace. View the world around you from the brighter, clearer perspective. Now, you should evaluate how you did. If you feel calmer and more relaxed or balanced, you have achieved the state of consciousness necessary to magnetize. The calmer and more focused you are in the higher your thoughts, the better your results will be when you magnetize what you want. If you do not feel relaxed and centered, work with this or other meditations until you do. Notice how you visualize things. Do you sense them or see them? Are they in color? How clear are they? Practice until you can experience an inner picture or sense of what you want. Keep on practicing. And if you're satisfied with your ability to visualize and you are able to focus on what you want for several minutes, then you have found what you wanted. And then you can probably move on to greater levels of understanding of reality creation. If you're not able to focus on what you want, play with focusing several more times until you get that. And I promise we'll come back to this very soon with some new exercises. But this is a beginning, and it is all you. You are the source. You don't need anybody else to do anything for you. It is all you. You are the source. I want you to remember that. Everything that you ever wanted is within you, and you are the source of all. So please let me know if any of these techniques worked, this inspires you in any way. Put a like on this video, because I want everybody to be abundant, and I want everybody to realize that the source of their abundance is within. Let me know what you think. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.